Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. In our survey overview of the New Testament, we now come to the Gospel of Luke. Luke writes likely to the Greeks or the Gentile mind, and these people had their view of the perfect individual, the ideal person. To the Greeks, their ideal person had three characteristics. He was perfect socially, he was perfect intellectually, and he was perfect physically or in stature. They had only one problem to that. They had left out one key ingredient to the ideal individual, and Jesus meets that. Notice again Luke 2:52. Jesus increased in wisdom, there's intellectually, stature, there's physically, favor with man, there's socially, but notice the aspect they left out, favor with God, spiritually. Jesus is the ideal person in every way, and Luke tells us about the power, the humanity, and the perfection of Jesus as the Son of God. We know why Jesus was perfect spiritually. Luke 2, verse 49, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, when they questioned him about why he left the caravan, why he went back to the temple to teach, or the synagogue to teach, Jesus said, "Did you not know? I must be about my Father's business." What does it mean to be ideal spiritually? You know, it may be great to have a great physique. It may be great to be intellectual. It may be great to be a good social person. But the most important of all is being about the Father's business. And so the Gospel of Luke tells us about Jesus being about the Father's business. He did good to all mankind. He went about preaching repentance. The kingdom is here. He told people that to be saved they must repent or they'll perish, Luke 13:3, and no doubt they had to obey God's plan concerning baptism. Friend, where has your emphasis been? Have you placed emphasis on the intellectual or the social or even the physical, and yet you've neglected the spiritual? It doesn't matter most what we do physically or intellectually or socially. What matters is, are we right with God spiritually? Spiritually, are you where God wants you to be? If not, obey the gospel today.
This is the gospel of Christ.